Just a warning, HHE is rated R or 18 in the UK. Swearing and things like that will be in these episodes. Please do not listen around children. And let's get to the show. You have been warned. Welcome to HHE. That is Halloween Horror Events Podcast. We are a podcast about horror events in the UK and Orlando, Florida.
Yep. So you can also follow us on all our socials at HHE Pod, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere you can find us.
Subscribe to us on all good podcast apps and make sure you give us a 5-star review. Cheers.
He forgot YouTube, guys. Get us on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. And that as well.
There you go. Now it's working.
They're announcing something tomorrow, though.
Yeah, brilliant, lads. Anyway, I'm not meant to be talking much on this today, so welcome back to HHE, that's Halloween Horror Events Podcast. Today, we've got a little bit of news coming up from, what's it called again, Simon? I forgot it already.
Halloween Scream Tampa.
Halloween Scream Tampa. Why am I forgetting that? I do not know. Guys, I'm the last one ready. I'm the unprofessional one today. But today's episode is amazing because we are talking about the UK haunt scene, the Halloween events, what happened in 2023. So this is over to Simon and Joe. And just don't forget, subscribe to us on all good podcast apps. Give us a great review and subscribe on YouTube. Yo, Simon.
Yeah, because it's free. It's free. It don't cost you anything. Anyway, yes, we're going to talk about the UK haunt scene. There is hundreds of events going on this year, and this is just a little snippet of what's to come. So let's get straight into it. I've set them all up. So if you're watching on YouTube, this will be the best time to go over and watch it because you'll get to see all their websites. The first one I'm going to pop up is, it's called Scurtopia. I believe it is brand new for this year, according to the blurb that they put on. Think you know Scurmazes, think again. Scurtopia is the newest attraction for the 2023 horror circuit based in Cambridgeshire. So we're travelling the country at the moment. There's not much more information about this. It's just, if you look on the website, it does give you a few different things. Like they've got a Dead Zone, Project 13, and tickets are available for this one, I think. So there you go. And that gives you all of your dates. If you're watching this, your dates are Friday the 20th, Saturday the 21st, 22nd is Sunday, and then the same the weekend after, and then Halloween on Wednesday the 31st.
All the same tickets price are priced
at £23.95 a ticket, and this is a new one in Cambridgeshire. So there you go, guys. That's starts like us off with a little nippet. Yeah.
I do like the clown.
Yeah, like I said, there's not much known about this one.
Priced.
Sorry, mate?
What's that, Joe?
That's well priced.
Yeah.
23 quid, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's a brand new event this year. It looks like they have got some food and drink options as well.
And things still to come.
Yeah, so all the links for all these events will be in the show notes that we're talking about. So I won't spend too much on it because we've got quite a lot to get through. And like I said, this is just a little snippet of the UK haunt scene. We'll move on to the next one, which is Screamfest. There'll be a theme to a lot of all these names. They're all very similar. And it's got seven attractions. A few of them called, like I say on it, Insomnia, Creed Farm. There's loads of different things in like a hillbilly zombie jungle. If you want to watch all that. I'm trying to figure out where it is. Yeah, find those info. I know. Maps are not working. Happy days. This one is on Burton upon Trent, Staffordshire.
Very famous place in the UK.
Yeah, well, it's in kind of in the middle of the UK. And they have lots of different entertainment as well, according to this. It looks like we've got a fun fair on, extreme performers, fairground rides. It looks like they've got a bit of a hillbilly theme. Hillbilly Joe, zombie paintball. So, yeah, that's nice. Another event. And this one is a little bit different. This is a 16 plus as well. Under 16s will not be admitted without an 18 plus representative. So, we are letting under 16s in, but you've got to have an 18-year-old with you. Do we have any prices for this one? Not at the moment.
Nothing. Yeah. This all seem very new these days.
Yeah. There was a, like I say, I thought I'd go for some of the newer ones instead of all the big boys on this one. So that was over in Burton. We'll move on to the next one. This one is a mill of a well-known one. It's Extreme Screen Park. This one's been going for a few years. For some reason, it's still showing 2022 stuff. But
won't be winning any awards this year for the website, yeah. Then. Bloody hell, prices ain't cheap.
So is it definitely happening this year?
Yeah, yeah. I just clicked onto the tickets now. Tickets. This one's an established one. So this is starting on Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th. Then on a Wednesday. This is random days for some reason. Wednesdays, Saturdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. So, but it runs all the way from the 6th of October to the 31st of October. Various prices starting from £29.25 all the way up to, I think it's £62.99, ones with Fast Track. So it's more established because it does look like it's got a lot more stuff to do. So have a quick look at the attractions. There you go. 6 haunted houses, 2 rides including the price, street theatre, fire shows and acts, food, licensed bar, and a free car park. Let's try and figure out where this one is. House of Finals, there we go. This one looks like it's in Moulton Mowbray, very famous for its pies.
Wow!
That's a very British reference, that one.
If anybody's still here, thank you.
That's Midlands again, isn't it?
Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot quite Midlands? A lot of, yeah, it's Midlands-ish, yeah. Just have a quick, let's see what the nearest town city is to it. Leicester and Derby. In between Leicester, Derby and Nottingham. So
Peterborough as well. Midlands. Let's not forget Peterborough, for God's sake, and Northampton. Birmingham and Wolves.
Yeah, Coventry. But this is more of an established attraction. It's been going for quite a few years.
Shame their website ain't.
No. To be honest, I don't think they need to do the website for those. Anyway, we'll move on to another one, which I found quite interesting. Terra Mountain. Without having a guess, where would you think this Terra Mountain would be?
On a field.
Well, you'd be wrong. It's in Wales.
Well, that's in a field. Wales have many fields.
So Terra Mountain is in... I'm going to butcher it. Because I can't... It's Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it's a Terra Mountain experience of Llywegnog, Pontwyd. I tell you, I think the Welsh just had a joke when they made their words up.
Oh, we just offended every single Welsh person.
The English insulting the Welsh is what we do.
They hate us more anyway.
Yeah.
But Stuffham shouldn't be in the Premier League.
Yeah. Well, it looks like this is 12 plus. It looks like it was here last year, but they've got like a little mini map. So there you go.
I like that map.
Yeah. So you've got a cafe, you've got a shop, barbecue and bar area. Haunted Live, a Night Stalker, the Coven, and what was new for last year, Killers. So plenty of stuff to go on there. Tickets are on sale soon. And if you're wondering, they are open on Friday the 13th, Friday the 20th, Saturday the 21st, Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th, and Tuesday the 31st. Yeah, there's not really much more we can talk about that, but like I say, some of these are relatively new or up-and-coming ones, so give them some love. If you're in the area, get yourself over to these ones. What I'll do, I'll shut up for a little bit and I'll pass ourselves over to my good friend Joe. Joe can talk this one through for us.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
This one more than me.
Yeah, well, this is my local one. It's, I'd say, 10, 15 minutes away in a car.
Where's your local?
Yeah, it is my local, yeah. Yeah, I've only actually been once. But it's really good. Just to give you a bit of a backstory on it, the fort itself, it's a historical fort. It was built in 1756, so it's old. It's got a lot of like tunnels underground. It's a really good venue for a scare event, actually. It's basically, it's only on 7 nights this year though. It's on from the 20th to the 22nd of October. And then the 26th to the 29th the following week.
Yeah, I think they're missing a trick not doing Halloween, to be fair.
But, can I just say,
That does say teen adult date, so is it? And I saw something about kids stuff coming soon, so there must be a kid
Yeah,
event coming.
there is a kids event, but I don't think they've actually announced any information about it. But I mean, I know they've only announced 7 nights, but if that sells out, then I'm sure they'll add more nights to it. Tickets are only £30 a person. And they don't have, it's not like Horror Nights where there's loads of different houses. It's actually just one sort of experience, but there's different themes to it. So you'll go through one bit and it'll be zombies. And then the next bit will be demons. Actually, last time I went, you went into like what was it? It was like the chapel, but it was all underground, really dark theme. And there was like demons coming out. It's a really good event. And apparently it's the UK's oldest scare attraction. For 40 years this year, apparently.
Yeah, it's celebrating its 40th year, looking at that. Why has that gone weird? I can't see you. There you go. Yeah, it's spelled 40th year. It looks good. So it's more like a trail than anything. So you follow around. You don't actually go into one house or into the
Simon, what
others.
takes you down again?
20th to the 20 things. But I've had a look. It's good. Unless Joe's willing to come and pick us up, it's a long-ass trip.
All right.
It's a good
Yeah, I mean,
hour.
we
An
could
hour and
sort
10
something
minutes.
out. We
We'll
could.
see.
That's because it's interesting me what he said, going in them underground tunnels and that's totally different.
It's
Yeah.
amazing. Yeah.
I'm
And
down
you
there
get
for
to see a
opening
fort. You
weekend.
get to see a fort.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if either of you boys have ever been to Chatham, but it's not the nicest place, but the actual event
Oh,
itself is
thanks.
really
Simon, don't worry, we're not doing it, man.
good.
Yeah. Well sold, Joe. Well sold.
It's actually the home of the Chav, mate. That's where the word Chav comes from.
There we
Well,
go.
on that
Yeah.
case, we will move on.
I've got my cavy hat on today, though, so.
So what I would think is possibly the best website I've seen out of all of these that I've looked at. It's called Scaresville, a haunted village. If you're watching this on the screen, it is just the website keeps constantly doing this all the way through. It never stops.
A
But
bit of a
this one
story.
is, yeah, it's got a bit of a story because it did have a bit of a break due to COVID, but it came back last year. At the last minute, they made a last minute decision to bring it back. But this year, they've planned it a little bit further. As it states, if you look, it's over in the East Anglia area, which is, let me just find exactly where it is.
Norfolk.
I think it's Suffolk, this one.
Okay.
Yeah, Suffolk. Kentwell Hall in Suffolk. So down your end of the woods, but in sort of the right-hand side. Well, near Colchester is probably the nearest place for people's references if you're looking on the maps. So yeah, I don't really know much more about this, but it does have a bit of a story if you want to have a quick read of it. And early bird tickets were available. There's not actually tickets available at the moment for some reason. I've had a look and it won't let you book anything. But
I
they
think the
are
story is a
doing,
bit further down as well.
yeah. But it's running from Saturday 22nd of October and Saturday 28th and Sunday the 29th. So it looks like it's only 3 nights. So this might sell out very quickly. That's why the tickets
Probably
are
already
very,
has.
yeah. I did click on view all tickets, but it didn't come up with anything. Limited tickets. So hopefully that one will become available again soon because it does look quite interesting of what they're actually doing with that one. On to our next one. A big one up in the northeast, Scream Factory. Let me just double check. Yes, this is Scream Factory back in the up in the northeast. If you want a more of an insight on this one, I think Lee from UUOP went to this last year. It's up his neck of the woods. So he has done that one. And it looks quite interesting actually. They've got award-winning scare effects and set pieces. They've got a bar. See, that just sells me straight away. The website that tells you there's actually a bar there because you need drinks. An alcoholic. Book your tickets now. They're running from Friday the
Oh,
6th.
isolation tour.
Yeah. That's I've had like look into that. That's for smaller groups of yourself, so you're not put, because I believe this one sends you in groups of 12. So if you want a smaller group, you pay a little bit more for just your group. Instead of you,
so is it a walkthrough again?
I think it is a walkthrough. Join us on the Extreme Tour, which includes 9 Square Zones and 100 live actors. Do you enter? It looks like they're doing a kids one as well.
On awards as well, so it must be well.
Yeah, so a quick look at prices. Ranging from £24 to £29.
Plus that's a £2 booking for you, so.
Yeah. So not badly priced there. I wonder what the isolation tour is. Oh, £40 per person, I think.
£41, but yeah, £40 in the £1 booking. So if you do a group, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so if you just want your group of maybe six or something like that, they are running from Friday the 6th to select dates up to the 31st of October. So get yourselves over to that one. Next one, let's move over to somewhere that has been going for quite a while. It's First Screen Park, which is at Avon Valley. I believe it's... let's have a quick look at find us. There you go. It's located at Avon Valley Adventure and Wildlife Park near Bristol. So it is already a theme park, and well, kind of theme park in its way. But this does an event at the night time. So different attractions you've got. Let's move back if it lets me. Why is it not letting me do anything? Get back. Oh, I've just completely lost all of it.
Oh, dear. I give Simon one terrible. Day to be in charge and look what happens.
It's interesting to see. I mean, it shows how big this is getting in the UK now, because all of these have all been dotted around all over the place.
Yeah.
Pretty much all over the UK. It's not just north, not just south. It's Wales, Bristol.
Yeah, well, that's what I tried to do. I tried to give a bit of a broad overview of the word. There's little events all over the UK. It's not just the big ones like Alton Towers, Tully's, Thorpe Park, Blackpool. It's the small. There is smaller events out there. Some of these, the actual artwork looks pretty good.
You know what? One of my bugs about the UK events right now, they all do fucking clowns. Well, let someone be original and take the clowns out for one year.
Yeah. So let's move done that one. This one. This is an interesting one I found. This is for you people over on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, we can go over there easy.
Yeah, it's on Terror Island. It's very, very limited dates on this one. But it did kind of pique my interest a little bit.
Well, what attractions has it got as well? Because obviously you've got to remember, people are listening to the podcast. We're not telling them the attractions.
I know. Well, I'm trying to do so much. My brain's not working. But they've only opened 5 nights this week on this one. The 27th, 28th, 29th. And the 3rd and 4th of November. So I found quite interesting for going to be open.
Obviously the 21st is actually press night as well.
Yeah. But I won't go into that one. But,
so if you want to invite us to press night, by all means.
Yep.
Yeah. Attractions, they've got 4 experiences. They've got one called Amphibious, Dark Light. What's it? Hexcation. Is it? Hexcation Demon Keeper.
Excavation. So, you know, when they're excavation, yeah, I know what they're doing. Play words. And then Bloodshed. And there's something called Blind Alley.
Yeah. But, I just thought I'd put this one in because you don't get many of them on islands.
Well, you don't with the Isle of Wight because it's bloody small.
Yeah. So if I click on where to find us.
That picture at the top does remind me of Hello Scream then.
It's in, I'm not even going to try and say that, but it's
Black Gang, Chine, near Ventanor, Isle of Wight. There you go.
You can do that one. That's got 4 attractions, different entertainment.
Blind Alley looks really interesting.
Yeah.
That's going to be another hooded one, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know about the hooded. I don't like black. I don't like the hooded mazes. They're a bit crap, to be fair. Have a quick look. Because there's a lot of information about all of these you can go into.
This looks cool. It's gone back to the clear Victorian times.
Yeah. Not much. It
actually looks a really good event, and maybe not this year, but I might be very tempted next year to go over to this.
Yeah, but it's not that bad for you. So,
Joe, we're going, mate.
Yeah, sweet.
So you going to do your northern ones with Craig?
Yeah. Tickets, £27.50.
That's early bird ticket price, though.
Yeah, but I think usually we say early bird.
Yeah, well, obviously with that ticket, park admission, single entry to all the scare experiences, street entertainment, DJ, live music, and Simon's magic word, bar.
Yes, there's a bar. And then the final one I've come up across, I had to bring it up because it's the most nearest one to me. Scarcity Experience are back again, where you get to walk through Camelot theme park, the abandoned Camelot theme park. It is running from, I think it's it's actually even earlier than that. What the hell are they doing? I give up today.
Are you going this year, Simon?
Yes, I am, and it's gone off for some reason. So I'm having one of those days today.
He's just like Newcastle.
Yeah.
And by the way, man, because you don't understand, that's football banter. Simon's Newcastle fan. Me and Joe support Chelsea, and because we finally won a game this week, we're giving it large.
We actually won a game.
Yeah, we're giving it large. Especially with Man United losing as well.
Yeah, there you go. It's running from the 29th of September. I put this one in because this is one that actually is running in September. And it's nearly every weekend, all the way through to the 31st of October. And they put
time slots.
They do time slots, but they might actually do extra nights. They have done that before, especially that Monday night, if they find out there's fewer selling out. And this one, if you're wondering, is in Chorley. It's where the Camelot theme park used to be back in the day. And if you want to go and have a look at what this event looks like, go back onto our YouTube feed, because the video for this event from last year is on our feed.
Is it?
Yeah, I put it on.
So much I take notice.
See? That's what happens. Anyway, guys, that's just a quick snippet of what's happening around the UK.
We'll bring up the big ones in the future, the Tullys, what we're all going to, Alton Towers and Fort Park and all them type of ones. We're going to do them on another episode when they start announcing stuff, because, quite frankly, with not much being announced right now, it's pretty hard to talk about it. But even America's not announcing much right now, so there's no difference.
No, but like I said, that's just a little snippet. All you need to do is put UK Scurve attractions. And these loads turn up. This is just a little idea of what you might want. If you put stuff in your area, you can find stuff that maybe 25, 30 minute drive. So there's always something out there if you want to do it in the UK. It's not a matter that you have to travel. You don't have to travel hundreds of miles.
It's definitely growing.
Phil's gone for some
reason. Right. Let me just... My mind, I'm sorry, it's not as bad as last night on the new podcast I do, and I'd probably suggest people not listen to episode one because Sam were a bit drunk, but that's called 3-2-1 beers. But you just said, right, let's get this right, you said it's, what did you just say before he said his bit? Just say it to me one more time.
What? It's easy enough to go to an event near yourself.
No, that's not what you said, but anyway, I can't remember now, guys. But then Joe said straight after, if you go back a few, because Joe goes, it's great. And if you think how Simon said his bit and then this bit, it all goes together as a carry-on movie.
Getting bigger.
Yeah.
It's just going off tangent full style now.
Look, trust me, people, as I say, 3-2-1 beers, this ain't nothing on this show compared to what I drunk Phil said.
Yeah. Anyway,
we had other news as well, all the way from the US of A.
We did. We got. I'm going to shut all that down. I can't be arsed with being on. Howl Scream. I finally woke up. Not Howl Scream SeaWorld, but Howl Scream Tampa. They released a little video. Just showing a clown ticket. If you look at it, there was four hands going towards it.
I'm sure it said news tomorrow as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Coming tomorrow.
Yeah. Just fill the empty space for a minute.
Speculation wise, I think it's basically saying there's going to be an event there to meet me, and you can have signed photos for like $20. If you want me to talk to you, that's obviously $50. And then $150, I'll tell you you're an absolute twat to your face. Great deal. See, yeah. Simon goes quiet and lets me take control of the show again for this one episode, and it all goes over the hill again.
Have either of you boys actually been to Harlow Screen Tampa?
No,
I haven't. I don't like Tampa as a place generally.
Yeah.
If you look at there, that's it's just playing now.
Something mayhem. It's definitely like a circus.
Yeah, but if you look at it when it's coming through, it's got four different hands. Four different hands showing the thing. So I'm saying four houses are going to get announced and tickets. That's my personal opinion on it.
May 8th.
Yeah.
So there will be other podcasts and we will talk about this in the future. But obviously there's not much been going today and we wasn't holding back one more day just for something what might not be amazing. If it was just dates and tickets, that would be terrible.
If it's tickets, it's that. We'll retweet it anyway and we'll let you know all the information. But if you want a in-depth of how Lost Green Tampa, we can do it on the next show. It's not one of the big boys, is it?
As I say, in the future, we are going to do another episode on the UK horns again. So I want to find a few, and then we'll bring the big three up, as we call them right now: Fulke Park, Morton Towers, and Totally Shocked Oktoberfest, what I live right next door to.
Yeah, we need to wait. I think what we might do, we might wait until all three of them have released all their info.
Yeah,
what we're getting,
and maybe we should bring up on that episode as well, just to show that we are worldwide, unlike the rest of them. We're going to go a bit further into it. Maybe we should talk about a certain one in Spain, what's starting to interest us. It was actually quite a cool theme park as well.
Yeah, they're going off topic. Their ride is opening end of this month. The new Batman ride.
Batman. So should we tell people what theme park we're talking about so they sort of have an idea?
It's Park Warner over in Madrid. They do have an event every year. They have an all year round experience as well. They actually have the It House experience all year round. And it looks like it's a Warner Brothers theme park. So it's very similar to the one in Dubai, is it? So they've got there's plenty of stuff in there. But it's all themed to Batman, single lost on film. There's a Batman ride, there's Superman. Scooby-Doo, stuff like that. But they mainly do a massive haul in the event. A bit like Halloween Horror Nights. I don't know how many houses. I'll have to search and look into that a little bit more. We'll go into some information about the Spanish one in a few ticks.
By the way, I have a prediction as well now. If Hello Scream's going to announce something this week, that means that they probably got inside knowledge that HHN's about to get to announce soon. And they just want to get in front of them.
Yeah, they've got to announce something soon. It's just getting ridiculous now. It's
the thing is, I don't think they really. Well, we're going off topic again here, but I think now the team that I'm involved in social media, Halloween Horror Nights, they don't think they have a worldwide audience. That's what I personally think now, because if you've got a worldwide audience, i.e. us from the UK, Australia, places like that, we need to know things in advance to make it entice us to actually go there. We can't do a spur of the moment, let's jump on a plane, let's go fly 4,000 miles for an event with a 2 months notice. Whereas, I'm trying to not be a nativist, but when Mike Aiello ran the Twitter feed, he knew that there was a worldwide audience. Literally April, every year, he was over here promoting Halloween Horror Nights. April. We've gone past April now. He was physically over in the UK promoting Halloween Horror Nights, saying, this is what's coming, here's that, here's this, to get the UK audience over. This new team that I'm in,
I don't know if it's the Twitter team's fault, personally, on this one. I think it's also bad timing. Everyone thought it was a good idea on the last day of the event last year, but hindsight 2020, They shouldn't have announced Chucky. This would have been the perfect moment to do it now. And then we could have started really going for announcements. That's why they're holding back, because they've already announced one house.
I know, but at least give something for what I'm trying to say is give something to the worldwide audience. The last few years, obviously, they couldn't really do it because things were out of their control. But everything's back to normal now.
Yeah.
In most people's eyes, everything's back to normal.
Yeah, talking about that, back to normal. May the 11th, isn't it? USA is opening up to unvaccinated people.
May the 12th.
I knew it was one then too.
Yeah, make sure we don't get recorrected again.
You're such an ass. Yeah, we got recorrected quite a lot on it. By the way, people, I actually like people. Simon is joking. We do actually like people actually telling us stuff if we're not 100% right. And we love the interaction with the audience talking to us. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, so
going back to that, I mean, as it stands, I'm not going this year. I'm not going to Horror Nights. I'm not going to Orlando, but maybe. But if tomorrow they said, okay, we've got Terrifier this year, I would seriously consider booking a flight.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. There is nothing to entice anyone unless you're already in the Orlando area in September or October. Halloween Horror Nights is not being enticed into anyone else's mind. So for me, it's like, I've got a couple of weekends in September. I've got the second opening weekend, end of September, and the last week in October. But I'm not even bothered looking because there's nothing that's enticing me to even get over there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just
apart from the most famous person on this podcast will be there, and you don't want to be my entourage there, do you guys?
And then we all got Halloween. This was not planned, guys. Honestly,
the good thing is, I was the only one who set the camera up so you could actually see mine on the show.
What do you think all this is behind me?
Yeah, but I've got stuff behind me as well. But I did think about it as well. T-shirt. Yeah, jokes aside, Joey's coming, he just doesn't want to admit it yet. Simon is going, he doesn't want to admit it yet. Craig's going, he don't want to admit it yet. King of England, he's going, he don't want to admit it yet. Piers Morgan's going. Quite frankly, everyone's going.
Piers Morgan's going, I'm definitely not going.
Oh, I don't know. No. Piers Morgan, lately.
It's some of the stuff he's doing, but yeah. That is controversial.
Yeah, so yeah, guys, we're just joking again. And you want controversial? 3, 2, 1 beers. Go and check it out.
Oh my word!
But yeah, guys, if you do make it over, you do understand. Obviously, me being the famous one from Epic Phil vlogs on YouTube, and obviously the guy who basically the time I get out, it's going to have over 10,000 members in his Facebook group. you'll have to be like 2 or 3 steps behind me, like an entourage is.
My silence says it all.
He means he's agreed. I'm joking, people. I'm not famous. Yeah. Apart from the people who want to take photos of me, I'm quite happy to do it. Like last year. You were one of them. You was one of them, Joe. Don't act like it now. But that was with Simon as well. But
I was having a beer with my mate Simon, and then you came over to us.
No. If I remember right, I was in the house and you two sat there for 40 minutes waiting for me to come back.
Yeah, but I was actually walking past the Fast and Furious. So I just got my name. Simon! I just got shouted over. I got spotted out of the blue. That was weird.
Yeah, mate, I had someone in a hotel.
Did
you? Leave me alone. And I had to put a baseball cap on and glasses walking through the hotel at one point. Because, you know, as much as I was quite ill on the last holiday, Simon's lovely, soon-to-be young 30-year-old wifey, as I call her now, not married, but wifey, she was ill at the beginning of their holiday, and I was drastically ill towards the end of it.
Well, you see, I know she's just trying to butter her up now because she's still going to punch you when she sees you in June.
She's not. She's going to give me a lovely cuddle and go, "Hi, Phil. It's great to see you in Tenerife. Shame that arsehole Joe couldn't be showing up." Bit like that Gaz from the Incredible Wilsons on YouTube. His son wants to go to Halloween Horror Nights, and he's so horrible to his son. He hasn't booked a trip in September to go to Halloween Horror Nights. If he really, really was bothered, Gaz, yes, I'm talking to you, mate. You would get hold of me once you've listened to this episode, and you would book it up. And I've told you to book Sapphire Falls, because I don't want to go Cabana Bay again to use your pool.
Well, you just have to wait till next year then go to Sapphire Falls with me.
I want to go this year. Actually, Gaz, stuff it. Royal Pacific Resort. Go there. Give me something even better to go to. Gaz, get on it. I mean, you can't let down the lovely Seb. I mean, you're not. You're a great dad. You're going to go out there. You're going to pay for it. And you're going to be happy, mate. There you go, Gaz. Now you're going to call me and say you've done it again, Phil, haven't you? And yep. And I warned you I was going to do it again. So, Gaz, book it. Joe, book it. Simon, swim it.
see what they announce. See what gets announced. No. But until they announce anything, then it's a no.
It's not just like the prices are getting ridiculous now as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it'll be that.
What about before we go, quickly, what do you think Top Secret is? As Joe's on here today and he wasn't on the speculation. What do you think it is?
Stranger Things.
Simon?
I still think it's a Conjuring.
And it should be that. And people can't see on the podcast what I'm pointing at. It's Scream. It should be bloody that. We've wanted Scream for a long time. Give us Scream. I mean, New York Scream would be awesome.
If they announce Scream, then that might tempt me to book a flight.
Yeah, but I'm in between The Conjuring and Stranger Things. I like both of them personally, so it doesn't bother me. Yeah. And everyone's going about The Exorcist. I've had this idea that it could be set on the Pope's Exorcist movie with Russell Crowe, because that was meant to be a massive cinema movie. And I don't understand why they would do the new Exorcist movie when it comes out the last 2 weeks of the event. They're not going to show you the best stuff.
Well, I've said this before. Crimson Peak was a massive flop when that came out.
I know people are saying, oh, yeah, but it shows the movie. They will not show you the best scenes from the movie because the movie won't be worth it.
Technically, in the Crimson Peak one in Los Angeles, they did. They showed you the best parts of the thing, but you didn't have a clue what it was about. Because there was no
build-up. I know the new movie is meant to be based on two girls being possessed. Woo! I tell you what, we'll make a new movie. And what's better than one person being possessed? Two! That's an original idea. Well done, America. Yeah. No wonder there's a strike going on in Hollywood right now.
Well, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, they're on strike again, and I don't blame them because Hollywood is trying to use AI writers now.
See, they're just copying us in the UK, going on strike for everything. So
we're copying the French.
We should copy the French, and we should do that of Halloween Horror Nights. What the French won't be putting out this no news. Anyway, guys, that is the end of the episode. Simon, lead us out.
Yeah. So follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok at HHE. I think.
HHE pod.
That's it. All the links will be in the show notes for everything we talked about today. So have yourself a gander. If you are watching us on YouTube, do us a favour. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that thumbs up button. Because it's all free. It doesn't cost you anything.
Plus, press that bell notification so you know when videos drop.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that would, if we do throw out at a last minute show, you get the notification. From me, I'm going to say, I'm going to bring an old one back here now. I'm going to say Tatty bye-bye.
Well, I am absolutely epic, so be epic.
Good night and sweet screams. But before we go, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's retweeted us, liked our tweets. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
I put a shitload up.
Yeah. We've been getting a lot of love.
I'll keep it going. If you want to interact, like I said, our DMs are open as well. If you don't want to do it publicly, we'll do it privately. So with that, guys, I'm going to say bye-bye.